One of the issues that arises every year on the anniversary of Japan's unconditional surrender is whether a formal apology will be issued. Like past years, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has vowed to adhere to the road of peace and not repeat the calamity of war. However, the word sorry was not included in the remarks. Kurt Peeler, director of the Institute of World War II and the Human Experience with Florida State University, says a formal apology from Japan would go a long way toward creating a lasting peace in the region.
I hope that there can be a formal apology. I hope there can be peace treaties between China and Japan and between Japan and Russia. I hope we could have a model like the model between Germany and Israel, where there's been a great deal of reconciliation, and part of that reconciliation was a formal apology.
At the same time, Peeler says domestic politics are still a major factor holding the current Japanese government back.
I would agree that an apology would be the right thing to do, and I also think in the long-term interest of stability in East Asia would be a very good thing to do for diplomatic relations for Japan. I just wish Japan could really put World War II behind it and really come to a full reckoning. Now, I would say the left in Japan has a full reckoning, and Japan's Japanese are very divided over the legacy of World War II.
In marking the August 15th anniversary, Japanese Emperor Akihito did use the term deep remorse during the National Memorial Service, the second time in a row he's used that expression. Kurt Peeler says while this may be viewed by some as headway toward a formal apology, he is still somewhat confused as to why Japanese authorities remain reluctant to officially say sorry.
I find it hard that the Japanese Prime Minister, or even more to the point, the Emperor, has never formally given an apology and has used these sort of semantic terms, regret and so forth. I think an apology, very similar to what the West German President did in 1985, would really clear the air. But I know he faces still lingering political opposition on the right to making such an apology.
The lack of a formal apology for Japan's invasion of China remains a sore point to this day in diplomatic ties. A lack of recognition among certain groups in Japan to the Nanjing massacre is also a major problem. This is when Japanese troops began a six-week-long orgy of rape and murder through the former Chinese capital in December of 1937, which left some 300,000 people dead. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.